Well, according to league sources, the Nets have made a major move, and the deal does not include the names Dwight or Howard. The Hawks and Nets have reportedly agreed to a trade that would send All-Star guard Joe Johnson to Brooklyn. Johnson has 4 years and $90 million left on his contract. The Hawks will receive 5 players and a draft pick from the Nets, who are also trying to re-sign free agent point guard Deron Williams. At Wimbledon, the second week of play has seen a big upset. Women's top seed Maria Sharapova was ousted by 15th seed Sabina Lisicki, 6-4, 6-3. Sharapova was trying to become the first woman since Serena Williams in 2002 to win the French Open and Wimbledon in the same year. In other key matches, Serena Williams advanced to the quarterfinals, posting a 3-set win. Victoria Azarenka and Agnieszka Radwanska also advanced. On the men's side, top seed Novak Djokovic cruised past Viktor Troicki in straight sets. Roger Federer advanced in 4 sets. A suspension of play didn't allow for completion of several other matches, including the Joel Wilfried Tsonga and Marty Fish contest. To baseball in the American League, B.J. Upton and Carlos Pena both homered as the Rays took advantage of Mark Teixeira's first error of the season to squeak past the Yankees 4-3. The Angels blanked Cleveland 3-zip, Kansas City crushed Toronto 11-3, Minnesota downed Detroit 6-4, Seattle rallied to beat Baltimore 6-3, and Josh Reddick and Brandon Moss homered against their former club to send Daisuke Matsusaka to an early shower as the A's routed the Red Sox 6-1. Over to the NL, the Cubs downed Atlanta 4-1, Pittsburgh pounded Houston 11-2, Milwaukee edged Miami 6-5, St. Louis crushed Colorado 9-3, San Diego got by Arizona 6-2, and Cincinnati beat the Dodgers 8-2. In other baseball news, the captains have announced their picks for the All-Star Home Run Derby. Yankees second baseman Robinson Cano has asked Jose Bautista, Prince Fielder, and Mark Trumbo to join him in next Monday's contest. Dodgers outfielder Matt Kemp has invited Carlos Beltran, Carlos Gonzalez, and Giancarlo Stanton to join him on the NL side. In NHL news, Devils goaltender Martin Brodeur is coming back for another 2 years. The 40-year-old has signed a 2-year deal worth $9 million. And in cycling, Britain's Mark Cavendish won the second stage of the Tour de France. Switzerland's Fabien Cancellara continues to wear the race leader's yellow jersey. I'm Tristan O'Neill, WAMC News.